You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I can't believe it's 2024. Guys, I'm excited to be back. We are like three quarters through the month. I can't believe it. But 2024, so far this year, is off to a great start, and I hope that yours is as well. I just want to quickly just do a quick wrap up. We had a fantastic event January 6th. For those that took your day, spent the time with us, I hope you really enjoyed it. It was amazing to have the people that we had in the room. We had an epic room full of fantastic people. So anyway, it was a great event. So thank you for that. But also, I just want to talk about something. It is not even the 20th of January. And guys, guess what's happening? Exercise classes are now starting to see a diminished following. Like, they're starting to not be packed anymore. The first couple weeks of the year, totally like full, right? And here we are, not even the third week of January, and they're starting to be not near as many people there. And guys, they bank on that because they know human behavior that, oh, I'm going to get momentarily inspired. It's a fresh start. It's a fresh slate. And then, you know, cold weather hits and bad weather hits and things impede the want to factor, right? It's dark, it's cold. Yuck, who wants to do that? And so we just stop. So I want to talk to you about something. If you don't want 2024 to be a Groundhog's Day, if you're listening to this, you don't. I know you're not that kind of personality. You're not that type. You're a type that's an activator. You're a type that just wants to go and to do and to create and to become. And so if you don't want 2024 to be Groundhog's Day, you're going to have to get used to one thing, being uncomfortable. No one likes to be uncomfortable. But if you want to progress in your life, if you want to take massive steps, if you want to see real change happen in your life, it's going to require action, and it's going to require you stepping out of a comfort zone, and it's going to require you to be really comfortable just living in that vein. This event that we hosted a few weeks ago was such a good experience for me. A great experience in the fact that I've been in the real estate business for 30 years, and not that I would say that I know real estate like the back of my hand, but I kind of do. Here's where I started to have challenge. I was stepping into something new. And if you don't want your year to be Groundhog's Day and you're wanting to step into something new, here's what you can expect. When I set forth my intention to do this, as soon as I made it known what I was going to do, I met with lots of comments and lots of commentary about the date, the day, the time frame, and a lot of people had reactions to it. But here's the thing that I knew. I felt like I was really supposed to do it, and I decided I'm just going to book it. I didn't have a conversation with anybody about it. I literally at midnight woke up one night, and I'm like, I think I'm really supposed to do this. Okay, I'm going to do it. And January 6th, because I didn't want people to get too far into their year, I still wanted that fresh slate, that clean kind of a feel, like, hey, I can just launch things. I wanted that feel. I didn't want it to be a few more weeks out and have, you know, this whole feeling of, well, okay, New Year's resolutions are behind me and it's business as usual. I didn't want that. So I literally heard that at like midnight. I got up. I was, you know, just out on my couch, just thinking, and I'm like, do it. So I am led. I get that gut feeling. I'm like, yeah, do it. Okay, I'm going to do it. So the next morning by like 8:30, I had called the event center and booked it. I reserved it. And that in itself was an act of faith because I booked an event center. I hadn't talked to anyone about it. I made a commitment right away. And then I started to put the pieces together. And guess what started to happen? Lots of self-doubt. And I thought, well, I'm not that far along. I'm not that committed to it. I can back out of this thing. No one even really knows about it. I haven't talked about it, so I can totally just back out of it. I left that door open for about 10 minutes. And I said, you know what? I can't do this. I can't backdoor this thing. So I'm just going to go for it. So I started to make some announcements. And if you follow me at all on any social platform or even this podcast, you know that I talked profusely about it. I literally bombarded my social media pages with all things focused on the event. And I started to text out and make phone calls and video calls to multiple people, right? I hammered the phones. I hammered the text messages because I had made a commitment to the speakers that I was flying in that they would have a full room. So when it got to a number that I would be comfortable with, that I'm like, oh yeah, that would be fine for me. It wasn't what I committed to for them. So it wasn't fine. So I literally had to step out of my comfort zone because the commitment was bigger than me. The commitment was, I didn't want these people that have taken their time, any of them, from my, from our panelists to our, you know, my guest speakers. I did not want their time wasted. I wanted them to have a full, engaged, powerful audience. And so the process became bigger than just my ego. It became bigger than just that. Because guys, here's what I heard. When I stepped forward to do this, I got hit with so much condemnation, so much, who do you think you are? What are you doing? What are you, a public speaker now? Like all this stuff. Like, aren't you in the real estate? Why are you doing this? What could you possibly be doing? Like so many thoughts hit my mind. And if you're stepping out to do something new, I can tell you, you'll be plagued with something very identical. Those thoughts will hit you from all sides, okay? And those thoughts could come forward from the people that are closest to you, innocently saying, what the heck? Have you considered this? Have you considered that? Not out of ill will, out of just not being the one that heard it and knew it, right? There's a secret to that. When you hear it and you know it, you have a different confidence level. When you just throw it out there to your family or to your peer group, they're like, well, why would you pick that day? It could be snowy. A Saturday? Why wouldn't you do it during the middle of the week? All day long? Why won't you make it a lot shorter? And here's the thing. I knew the kind of personality I wanted to draw to the event. I wanted someone to have to make a commitment. Oh, spend the day on a Saturday? That's a commitment. That tells me that they are interested in growth. They're interested in moving things forward in their life. They're interested in a life of increase, a life of development, a life of purpose. I knew that if they were going to come spend their time, that they would do that. So there was a little bit of a barrier of entrance that I put up immediately, even with the day. Like I knew that. But I wasn't looking for someone who was just trying to get out of work for the day. I had multiple friends of mine say, Amy, if this was during a weekday, I'd have all my staff come. But that wasn't my audience that I was looking for. I was looking for a people. I was looking for a group of women that we could build a community with that would literally say, man, I'm going for it. And guess what we found out? Boy, that event showed me there is a tribe and there is a community of women, especially locally, that I got to spend the day with, that they're on the rise. They're moving forward. They're committed to their growth and to who they are. And it just felt good to have honest conversations, heartfelt conversations. It felt good to have a like-mindedness. I felt that in the room. I felt a like-mindedness. I felt a joy. I felt a community. I felt a sense of comfort in that room. I can't describe it. That's how I felt. And I've heard from many other people that they felt the same way. But the battle in my mind, in my emotions, getting there was intense as it got closer and closer and closer. As I didn't have that many registered, and as I had 50 registered, and as 100 registered, I'm like, man, I cannot. I have got to have a full room for all the people spending their day speaking. I've got to have a full room. And so again, the vision was bigger than me. It was bigger than me. The vision has to be bigger than you. It can't be completely about you. It has to be bigger than you for you to move forward and put action steps to it. I was so committed to the fact that I wanted them to have a full room that I embarrassed myself. I felt so embarrassed making those phone calls. I felt so, and then when people didn't respond, I feel really funny about it. And I'm like, oh, I don't want them to aisle dodge me in the grocery store and aisle duck or whatever you call that. I didn't want that to happen. I'm like, man, they could start to, you know, not take my call, or they'd start to think I'm strange or whatever. I had all those feelings. And guess what I can tell you today? Thank God I went through the barrier of feelings. Thank God that a bigger vision pulled me through, a commitment pulled me through, and discipline kicked in where embarrassment, lack of motivation could have completely sidetracked me, could have completely ruined the whole entire opportunity. Now, is there lots of room for growth for the event? There is. Was it perfect? There's probably lots of things that could have been done. But for our very first event, I thought it was fantastic. And I felt like the response was fantastic. But to me, it's only a template of this is the path when you're trying to add something new to your life. Whenever you're getting ready to step into any kind of not even necessarily a lane change, but a lane expansion. Doesn't mean you're leaving your current situation. I'm not leaving the real estate industry. I'm 30 years in this great, amazing business. I'm not leaving it. I love it, but I'm expanding it. And guess what? Hopefully you know that you are a multifaceted person, that you don't have to just stay 101 in one lane, that your worlds can collide together. One can impact the other and the other can impact it. Like they can cross intersect, right? So don't get hung up in, oh, that'd be a complete lane change for me. For some of you, maybe it's time for you to make a lane change. You've been thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. You've spent 20 years in a profession that you don't like. You've been doing the exact same thing, just thinking, at some point in time, I'll do that. Well, I've got news for you. That point in time is now. If you wait on it and wait on and wait on it until the timing is perfect and right, there is never a perfect and right opportunity. Now is your hour of power. Now. There's so much power in your now. If I can say that over and over and over, there is power in your now. Act now. Do it now. Make the call now. Set the date now. Book the appointment now. Guys, when you do that, you set in motion and you start to create momentum and you start to create energy and you start to keep getting more and more and more committed to it. And when those things rise up and try to literally take you off course and knock you out, and man, I'm telling you, you'll resist it. You'll step up, because when you know that you know that you know you're supposed to do something and you've got that thing on the inside, like, I know I'm supposed to do this, it'll push you past the wall of fear, the wall of anxiety. I'm not going to tell you I didn't sweat bullets for a few days. The week upcoming, that event, I'm telling everybody everywhere I went, I'm like, hey, you guys need to be at this event. It's going to be epic. It's going to be fantastic. You know what? I get in my car and think, I hope so. I mean, I think it's going to be. What if it's not? What am I going to do? What if I have egg on my face? What if no one shows up? What if, what if, what if, what if? It was never what if. What if way more people show up than we've got booked? What if it's so well attended, it's so well talked about, I don't have enough room? It was never that. It was what if, what if, what if. It was the negative. That is exactly what things try to do. I call them border guards around our life. There are border guards around your life to try to keep you in place, and they'll project fear. You'll feel fear. You'll feel anxiety. You'll feel like, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm telling you, you got to walk past that border guard. It is just a border guard. It'll shoot thoughts at your head. It'll do everything you can. But literally, if you can move against it and you can set your course and you can just stay steady and keep acting your way out of your feelings. Did you catch that? Most of the time in life, we have to act our way out of our feelings. Hear me again. 90% of the time, we have to act our way out of our feelings or into our feelings. Action creates a different emotion, right? When you don't feel like doing something, when you got a case of the lazies or the discouragement, when you go out there and you put activity and action to something, guess what? Your energy picks up. Your vision picks up. You're putting something out there that has to be responded to, right? You are throwing something out in the world that has to be responded to. It changes everything. When you act, you're essentially changing a thought. Remember this: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That was a quote by Wayne Dyer, but I love it. When you shift how you look at things, when you shift how you see something, maybe it's now you consider this, oh, this is an adventure. This is just something for me to, I'm going to consider this just a big challenge. When you flip the narrative on something, you can look at it differently. Guys, every ounce of fear and even your dearest friends, your dearest, most well-meaning, encouraging people can say things that completely like shoot your kite down, so to speak, right? Well-meaning people. Why would you do that? What's the point? And when you're putting so much work and so much effort and so much work and so much effort into something, and they're like shooting it down and acting like it's nothing, and people aren't going to spend much of the time with you, and most are planning on leaving. And you know what I had to do? I had to take an active step. And you know what I said to every person that said that to me? And I had many. I said, they're not going to want to leave. They are not going to want to leave. I feel the exact opposite. They are not going to want to leave. I said that out loud so many times. You don't think that little voice down in the inside of me was going, what if they're right? What if everyone's supposed to leave? What if people get up and walk out? what if all of a sudden there's like no one in the room? I mean, all these things come into play. This is the kind of stuff you'll experience when you're either expanding your lane or you're taking on a lane change. But here's what I got to tell you. You have to get used to living in the uncomfortable zone of life. If you can't get uncomfortable and you only crave your comfort zones, then Groundhog's Day is it. That is your life. You have to get out of your comfort zone to experience anything more than Groundhog's Day. The same day, the same week, over and over and over. Because all those thoughts you're thinking are almost the exact same thoughts every single day. Most are negative. Most are taking you down a path that's sinking your ship. And you have to take active discipline over the imagery in your mind, over the thoughts in your head. You got to take an active, almost warlike position against those thoughts, right? Like, this is not taking me out. This is not the way this is going. This is not how this is going to go down. You got to be so aggressive with it. But if you can get comfortable in the uncomfortable, everything changes. This is what I tell my kids all the time. Guys, you're leaders. You are not followers. And the reason you're leaders is because you want to see different scenery. You don't always want to be following the backside of somebody else. You want to see different things. But guess what it requires? Courage. Courage and an ability to shut down the voices of yourself and of others and to keep going towards your vision. Guys, courage is a huge factor in it. Just becoming just bold in your steps. Here's what I can tell you. Everybody, and as you many of you know, is I think the Bible is one of the greatest success books. It's one of the greatest motivation books. And here's how I say this. So Abraham, most of you guys have heard of Abraham, right? Father of many nations. His seed is going to be mighty on the earth. Guess what God said to him? Hey, go now. I've got a land that's ready for you. He didn't even know where he's going. But he went, taking all of his stuff with him. He went, but he didn't have a direct instruction like exactly where he was going. He just knew he was told to go. Now let's take Noah. Noah, build an ark. You're going to get two of everything, your kids and two of every animal. And this is he gave him super specific things. It's going to be this kind of wood. It's going to be this kind of, you're going to put these kind of doors in it. It's going to be these kind of, like the dimensions are going to be this. Like he was so specific, but he had to actually think, I might be a crazy person. There's not even a sign of rain around. What am I doing? Guys, everybody deals with the same thing. But those that go on and possess their land, those that go on and possess their dream, those that go on are the ones stepping outside and they just keep putting one step out there. And the more they step, the more provision appears. The more they step, things open up. The more they step, doors open. The more they step, new people come into their life. The more they step, the more they get. The more they step, the more they grow. The more they step, the more opportunities come. Guys, your path forward for growth is always in your next step. Your next step. Do not stop. It's the one thing I can tell you. No matter what goes on in life, if you can just keep moving, I don't care if you have to crawl, keep moving, right? Because you do not want a same old 2024. But I can tell you, you're going to have to fight for your dreams. You're going to have to contend for them. And most of that contending is in your own mind. It's in your own emotions. And the only way out of all of those things is continue to take the action steps and keep stepping. Keep stepping. Keep stepping. Guys, here's the truth of the matter. You're on this earth. You have great purpose in you. You have great talents. You have great ability. You have great callings on your life. All of them require that you step out in faith. If it were easy, if it were the natural thing to do, everyone would do it. But you're not on this earth to be average. You're not on this earth to play it safe. You're on this earth to make an impact and make an impact for good, change people's lives. And that requirement requires you to step out. And what are people going to think? That requires you to step out and become comfortable in being uncomfortable. If you want a life that is lived where you see great heights and you see great success, you might see great lows too. But if you want a life that you threw everything at the wall, that when you were literally at your end of days and you said, man, I threw it all out there. I laid it all out there. I gave it my all. If you want that kind of life, it's a life of going past your fears, your thoughts. It's a life of courage. It's a life of purpose. It's a life of vision. And here's what I know. That life of those levels of accomplishment have massive fulfillment to them. They also have cost. And the cost is personal, and most of it's interior. Most of it's just on the inside, right? So I'm here to tell you, keep going. Don't stop. Don't let the vision die because it's 3 weeks into January and you're like, 2024, I'll try it again next year. No, don't do it. I'm encouraging you. I'm challenging you. Step forward. Take an action step. Do something, right? Make the call. Sign up for the class. Do something. Because your greatest predictor of a better future is in your own personal self-development. If you want a better future, it requires a personal development. It requires you learn something new. You hone a skill. It requires something of you. But I'm telling you, the rewards are great. So remember this. You are more. You're more, guys. You are more. So thanks for joining me. I hope so far your January has been awesome. If you like this, I hope you'll share it out. Send it to a friend. Give it a 5-star review. I'd love it. So I appreciate you all. Have an excellent, excellent day and week, and I'll see you next week.